Morning, Gracie.
Morning.
Jasper called. Said he had something to show me.
Back table.
Hi, Jasper.
Hey, Tom. You're just in time. What's all this? Remember that grant I applied for?
The photography grant?
No. Going on Power Music?
Hey, congratulations.
I didn't get it.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
I got my own radio show instead.
You got what?
My own radio show. CBC is going to broadcast it.
CBC? Wow, that's great.
You boys want some coffee?
Oh, sure.
Great. Where are you back? Yeah.
That'll be $1.50.
You got $2?
Yeah, sure.
I suppose you want change.
No.
Here, Tom, read this.
From Blossom, Alberta, is the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour?
Catchy title, eh?
Gracie said it's okay if we use the name of the cafe.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper, do you know anything about running a radio show?
What's to know?
Well, for one thing, you can't really run a radio show out of the Dead Dog Cafe.
He can if I say he can.
No. What I mean is that, you know, all the big-time radio shows run out of broadcast studios.
You don't have one of those.
Well, I can see that.
And just what's wrong with my cafe?
Well, nothing, Gracie. All I'm saying is...
Maybe you think the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour is a dumb name for the show.
It was Gracie's idea, Tom.
No. It's a fine name.
So what's the problem?
No problem.
Good.
So, Jasper, they're actually going to give you your own hour-long radio show.
Not exactly.
It's a little less than an hour.
How much less?
45 minutes.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper?
Yes.
Jasper, that means your show is only 15 minutes long.
Every day of the week.
Not exactly.
Tell Tom about the guests.
Right. Tom, name a famous Indian you'd like to have on the show.
Well, if I had my way, I guess I'd bring...
Jane Ashputra.
Jane Ashputra?
Good choice, Tom. All right, let's start the show. Press that button.
What button?
That one, right there. The other one.
Jasper, that's the national...
It's public domain music. Jasper didn't have to pay for it.
Okay, Tom, take it away.
Take what away?
The introduction, Tom. Read the introduction.
Here.
From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour. Is this live?
With your hosts, Tom King and...
You're supposed to say, and Jasper Friendly Bear.
Oh, right, and Jasper Friendly Bear.
Let's stay awake.
So, Tom, why don't you tell our listeners who our guests are?
But I don't know who our guests are.
Jane Ashputra, remember?
That's right, Tom. Jane Ashputra is going to join us in a little while. And in our second half hour, we'll be talking with Native activist Louis Riel.
Jasper.
Yeah?
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper, you've got a fairly serious problem here. Number one, you don't have a second half hour. And number two, Louis Riel is dead.
Dead? That's pretty serious, all right.
He was hanged in 1885.
So why'd you invite him to be on the show?
I didn't invite anybody.
You two lugnuts need help. So I'll volunteer.
Is Jane Ashputra really going to be on the show?
You bet. Could you press that button there?
This one?
No, the other one. But first, it's time for King's traditional Aboriginal decorating tips with your Aboriginal decorating expert, Tom King. So, Tom, what's your traditional Aboriginal decorating tip for today?
My what?
Don't be wasteful.
That's right, Tom. Don't be wasteful. All you hunters who go out and shoot animals and cut off their heads and then hang those heads on your living room walls for decoration, well, that's wasteful. Tell them why, Tom.
Well, I'd say it's because...
Because they only use a small part of the animal.
Right again, Tom. Us Aboriginal people try to use all the animal. So the next time you hunters shoot a moose or an elk, don't be wasteful. Get the whole thing stuffed.
Jasper.
Yes?
Jasper.
Yeah?
Jasper. A moose is really big. It would take up an entire living room.
Not if you cut it up into pieces.
Pieces?
Sure. Cut it up into four pieces.
Because four is a good Aboriginal number.
So you got the head and the front legs and the tummy and the hind end.
Pieces?
You can hang the head in the living room.
The front legs can go near the front door in the hall.
An airy country kitchen would be the perfect place for the tummy.
And the hind end would spruce up that dreary bathroom.
And you can move them around.
A moose butt in a bathroom?
Home decoration the Aboriginal way. Okay, Tom. Press that other button. Hey, Tom, you hear that music?
The Lone Ranger?
Wrong answer, Tom. No, it's time for Trust Tonto, where our listeners can write in with their questions about Canadian culture.
But Jasper, that's the music from the Lone Ranger.
Public domain again.
It'd be kind of silly to call it Trust the Lone Ranger now, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess.
You don't really think we could get unbiased answers about Canadian culture from a white guy who runs around in a black mask?
Shooting at people with silver bullets.
And don't forget, Tom, the Lone Ranger is... an American.
Whereas Tonto is from Six Nations.
So while the Lone Ranger has been riding around all these years making the world safe for democracy and multinational corporations, what do you suppose Tonto has been doing?
Frankly, I have no idea.
Another wrong answer, Tom. Here, why don't you read a question from one of our listeners?
Okay. Dear Tonto, listen to your show all the time. Everybody here loves it. Just wanted to know if you knew of any reserves in Canada that aren't being considered for nuclear waste dumps?
Good question. What about it, Tom?
Who's considering Indian reserves for nuclear waste dumps?
Besides the federal and provincial governments.
Our government?
Besides the private corporate sector.
Old news.
Can't think of any.
Okay, next question.
Wait a minute.
Dear Tonto, listen to your show all the time. Everybody here loves it. What we want to know is why do Canadians continue to try to abrogate Native treaty rights?
Abrogate? Hola, that's a pretty fancy word, Gracie.
Thanks.
You wrote these questions?
Somebody had to.
Yeah, but they're supposed to come from our listeners.
It's our first show, Tom. We don't have any listeners yet.
Hey, look, there's Jean Ashputra.
It is Jean Ashputra.
Hi, Jasper. Hi, Gracie.
You guys actually know Jean Ashputra?
Hi, Jane, and welcome to What Else Do You Do? Where celebrities tell us what else they do when they're not being famous.
Thanks, I think.
Tom, would you push that button? No, don't. Try again.
You want some coffee?
Coffee'd be great.
It's this one, Tom.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, Jane, everybody knows that you're a famous visual artist. But what our listeners would really want to know is, what else do you do?
Well, I feed my birds and water them every day.
Birds?
Birds. I have a lory, a red lory. I have three crazy budgies, blue ones. I have cockatiels, which drive me crazy. I have a canary that I'm absolutely in love with. And I have finches.
So you collect birds?
Well, actually, I started to collect birds. And then now people give me birds.
Huh.
They drop them off at my doorstep.
I think that's really great. You know, what do you think of that, Tom? Gracie?
I think that's neat.
Yeah.
As long as
I never heard of that before.
No, people drop off your doorstep?
Yeah. As
birds.
Long as, yeah, so far it's just been birds. I mean, maybe next week it'll be kids.
Oh, yeah. And if they do, what would you do with them?
I think I'd phone you up, Gracie.
Oh, thank you. Because I love kids. I'd like to have them all. The way you love birds.
Yeah, my house is full of birds.
Yeah, this is important, you know.
Kids.
Yeah, kids, birds.
Very traditional, right?
Very traditional.
Very traditional.
Like, where do you do your shopping, Jane?
Well, when I was little, I did it at Army Navy, but now I do it at, sadly to say, Holt Renfrew.
Army Navy, the one downtown.
Holt Renfrew?
Yeah, now we do it at Holt Renfrew.
You been into Holt Renfrew, Gracie?
No. What kind of a store is that, Jane?
Is that like Walmart?
Well, it's a little upscale from Army and Navy, and it smells like a lot of perfume.
Do they have birds there?
No.
So you get all your birds from people?
Well, people, and one guy from Tiffany's really liked my art, and so that's how I got this $1,000 lory. He wanted to have this print that I made, and he traded a he wanted the print, and I gave him a print, and he brought me this beautiful lorry book.
So did you bring any of your birds down to the show today so we could, you know, see them?
If I brought those birds down, we wouldn't even be able to hear each other talk.
That's true. You wouldn't even be here. You'll be out there chasing your birds outside.
Tom does a good imitation of a bird. Like I seen him dancing a few weeks ago at Apollo.
Like a bird?
Do you want to show us, Tom? How are you going to sneak up?
Well, they can't see me on the radio.
Well, just show us.
You're going to describe it?
Yeah, I'll describe it.
All right.
Okay, there we go. He's going bent down. He's just shaking his shoulders. And he's got his arm in front of him. He's got his arm in front of him. Like he's a hunter. There you go. See, don't you think that's a bird?
And that spear that Musa loves. See that spear he has?
Well,
that's
birds
a bird.
Would be jealous.
Well,
I think you should come over and teach them that step.
Would that help?
Oh, they love entertainment.
Yeah, I really love your paintings, Jane. I got to admit that. How do you do it?
With my paintbrush.
Oh.
Oh, that's
neat.
That sounds easy. You mean we could do it?
Yeah. Could Gracie and Jasper and I do it?
Yeah, definitely. You just get a paintbrush and a little color pigment, and you dip it in the color pigment, and you dip it on the canvas or the wood or the paper, and the image is there, and you have magic.
Are we all artists?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Everybody's an artist out there. It just happens magically. Just comes out of your mind. It just comes out of yourself. Pours out of your soul.
Don't you need like a theme or something?
Oh, well, that's what everybody says.
So you don't have to sit there and draw a picture first. You just take your paintbrush and you look at this canvas and everything is there.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like that. You put one mark down and then put two marks down, and then those two marks make a relationship and a dialogue and a song together. You put a third mark on that, and then three of them are singing together. It's like writing music or like writing poetry. It's like it all becomes harmonious, and you get to be the conductor.
We could paint birds.
Well, you know, Jane, I got to thank you for coming, taking your time to come and talk to all of our listeners out there in Radio Land.
Yes, it was a pleasure to have you, Jane.
Oh, thank you, Gracie. It was wonderful to be here. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Yeah. Hang in there. Well, we've come to the end of our hour. Next week, Gracie's going to share a couple of traditional recipes with us, and our guests will be playwright Daniel David Moses and that great Mohawk poet, E. Pauline Johnson. Boy, that went really well. What do you think, Gracie?
I think you guys got to stop hogging the show.
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper?
Yes?
Jasper, you were just kidding about E. Pauline Johnson, right?
You did great, Tom. That was a terrific decorating tip. But when you do the introduction next time...
Don't drool.
Maybe put a little more zip into it. That coffee pot's still hot, Gracie?
Hope you two don't think you're going to get free coffee.
Are we still on the air?
Jane got free coffee.
You're not Jane.
Jasper, I think we're still on the air.
Let's talk about refills.
In your dreams, friendly bear.
Jasper, how do we close the show?
Just hit that button over there. Now, about that coffee.
This one?
The other one.
It's stuck.
From the Dead Dog Cafe in Blossom, Alberta. This is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
Still stuck.
And Tom King saying,
so long for now.
And don't forget, stay calm, be brave, wait for the signs.
Stay calm, be brave, wait for the signs?
I think you broke it.
It's not broken.
Looks broke to me.
Just bent a little.
Tom, you broke it.
No, I just break it. Look, I...